Now we visit another war zone, Mosul, Iraq. It's not the place you'd expect a polite diplomatic reception, where men in suits and women in party dresses balance drinks and hors d'oeuvres. Still, there was such a reception there recently, despite the city's reputation for danger, minus the boozy toast. This is a Muslim country, after all. And as NPR's J.J. Sutherland found, a few other details were a bit unusual as well.
Holding a party in Mosul these days is somewhat daunting.
Turkey, I think, can be a good neighbor.
The new U.S. ambassador, Christopher Hill, walked toward the Mosul Museum surrounded by dignitaries and soldiers. Lots of soldiers. Huge armored vehicles sealed off the center of Mosul, one of the most violent cities in Iraq. A bomb-sniffing dog had gone through the venue. There were snipers on the roofs of nearby buildings. It seemed a little extreme for what amounted to a cocktail party. But even the best security in the world can't stop a clumsy Iraqi soldier tripping while his finger was on the trigger of his rifle. As Hill's bodyguards quickly pushed him into the museum, the Iraqi dignitaries seemed a bit more blasé, ambling towards the entrance. I was behind them, wishing they'd get a move on. Inside, it was a little surreal. A violinist and a pianist were in one corner. The local protocol officer from the State Department upbraided me for wearing a helmet and body armor. Apparently, that is just not done at receptions, war zone or no. The Mosul area has thousands of years of history. More than half a dozen empires ruled the city from the Assyrians on. You can't really tell that from the museum. The only items left are the huge stone pieces that were too big to steal. Empty display cases speak volumes about the more recent history of Iraq. The building, which is still officially closed to the public, is dirty and dusty and water-stained. Some of the ancient stone pieces are damaged. Some serve as resting places for cups during the reception. Ambassador Hill is shown around by the museum staff, though he's probably more of an expert on one piece hanging on the wall.
But he was actually a silversmith. He made
a poster of John Singleton Copley's portrait of Paul Revere. Its provenance and reason for being here are unclear. But the staff is eager to show off what remains of their collection to the ambassador.
The writing is in Aramaic.
I say. Hill is the first to admit it's not a typical reception.
No, it's not. But, you know, to be here surrounded by artifacts from the, 15th century, B.C. is really quite remarkable.
To be served sandwiches with the crust cut off and hot buffalo wings in a looted museum in a war zone is too. One of Hill's areas of expertise is the former Yugoslavia, which, like Iraq, was carved out of the remains of the Ottoman Empire after the First World War. He says he likes to go where things are busy.
I think from the point of view of a diplomat arriving in a new country, you like to make sure you're going to have a lot of things to do, and I don't think I'll lack for that.
On the second floor of the museum is an arched window. Through it, I saw a U.S. Humvee parked in the front walk. Soldiers milled about in the heat. On the floor in front of the window sits an ancient bronze chariot. It's green with age. Parts of it have broken off, some reduced to dust. I don't know what king rode it in what war, but I couldn't help but wonder if a few thousand years from now, a crumbling Humvee will quietly rust away in the same spot. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News. Mosul, Iraq.